What is going on? Welcome back to the No So Wrestling Podcast. This is your host, and today we're going to be talking about a hot take that I have. And I don't do a lot of I do a lot of hot takes. It's the main thing on this channel, but there are less hot takes and more my opinions. And today we're going to be talking about how Christian Cage, in my personal opinion, is burying young AEW talent. Now let's get one thing straight. Christian is one of my top 10 favorite wrestlers of all time, and I mean that sincerely. I love almost everything Christian has done. I think he's a great in-ring wrestler. I think he is vastly underrated for everything that he's done. Even though if everybody calls you underrated, you're not really underrated. But he's a great wrestler. He's one of my top 10 favorite wrestlers. I didn't say greatest. He's one of my top 10 favorite wrestlers. And I just want to get that out the way before anybody calls me a Christian hater. I do prefer Christian to Edge. Maybe that's the hipster's choice, but whatever. But to actually get into it, Christian Cage appeared at the Royal Rumble the year that Edge won, so 2021, and had a nice little match. There was a lot of tension building up to the, I think it was Revolution. Hall of Famer was going to show up. Christian Cage shows up. I popped. I was so excited. I was like, this is the best pay-per-view of the year. Any pay-per-view where Christian shows up, I'm in. And then he beats the inspiration for this was when he beat Powerhouse Briggs, or Riggs, Powerhouse something, on Dynamite. And I just thought, man, would he not have just been boosted so much if Christian had given him the win? That was the first thing. And then he shows up, and he immediately puts himself in the AEW title picture. Now, as I'm recording this video, he's not actually challenging for the belt, but he's definitely put himself up there as one of the top contenders for the belt. And I'm just thinking, he's skipping the line. There's plenty of guys that deserve a shot at that title before he does, in my opinion. And I just thought, I was just sitting there thinking, like, are you serious? I don't know. It just feels kind of like Christian is taking away an opportunity from other young wrestlers on the roster. And I know you could say the same about Edge, and I would agree with you, actually, that Edge is taking up somebody's spot, but it's to a lesser degree with Edge because he lost. Christian's been winning a lot lately on Dynamite, and I'm not okay with it, honestly. I don't understand why AEW is wanting to put over Christian as this number one. I mean, I get, no, Christian is a main eventer. I don't want to confuse anybody. I just don't get why they're pushing him over younger, better talent. Like, in my opinion, Hangman Page could be using this feud against Team Taz right now. He could use it desperately. I mean, I don't mind the Dark Order stuff, but I'm a little confused. And maybe I'm just slow and it makes perfect sense to everybody else, but I'm a bit confused. But I think Hangman Page, Brian Cage, obviously you can't feud against Team Taz, but Brian Cage, Pac, even though he's part of a tag team, Jungle Boy, there's just a lot of guys. Oh, Matt Cardona, who showed up, and I guess he's not signed anymore, but yeah, you get my drift. There's a lot of guys that could have benefited from getting a win over a member of Team Taz, or just getting the spot that they got on Team Taz. There are a lot of people who could have benefited from that. And Christian is burying these guys. He's not letting them get out. He buried Riggs on Dynamite, in my opinion. He beat him clean with the kill switch. And one kill switch, by the way. And which is crazy, because now every day week on Dynamite, it's like you see seven of everybody's finisher before the match ends. But I'm getting distracted. He buried Riggs, in my opinion, and that's just not okay, and people need to be calling it out, because if that had happened on SmackDown, people would be calling it out. I guarantee you, if on SmackDown this week Edge beat let's say Keith Lee, even though he's injured, if Edge beat Keith Lee on SmackDown clean with one spear, the entire internet would be like, Keith Lee's buried. But because it's Dynamite, everybody's golden show, all of a sudden now it's, oh no, it's fine, it's Christian. Like, again, I love Christian, don't get it twisted. I really do love Christian. He is one of my top 10 favorite wrestlers of all time. I love Christian probably more than most people, but he's burying talent and he doesn't deserve that spot. There's a lot of guys on the show, there's a lot of guys in the back eating catering, I'm pretty sure, who would much rather prefer to have that spot than the spot they're giving Christian. But that's the podcast. If you're listening on Spotify and you enjoyed this, please leave a review, and have a good day. This is Eldon signing off.